The air is coming. Devotional day 4. Another reason why we celebrate this feast is because there is a blessing. We will receive the rain. Zechariah 14:16-17 reads, "In the end, the enemies of Jerusalem who survive the plague will go up to Jerusalem each year to worship the King, the Lord of Heaven's armies, and to celebrate the Festival of Shelters. Any nation in the world that refuses to come to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of Heaven's armies, will have no rain." The Lord promises to give us rain. The rain represents blessing, restoration, and revival. But we also understand that it refers to the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Psalms 63:1-2. "O God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you, my whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory." On the way, we can get tired, especially when we stop depending on God and start depending on ourselves. We become like that old wineskin or dry, exhausted and thirsty soil, as described in Psalm 63. Even the man made after God's own heart, David, experienced this condition. But he knew who the source of it was, and that is the invitation that God makes you today. May we learn to live every day of our lives depending on Him, the source of living water. The areas of our lives that have dried up have been those in which we have stopped depending on God. Now, let us reflect. What areas of your life have dried up that you need to restore? For example, marital relationship. How can I depend on God on a day-to-day basis? Isaiah 43:3 reads, "For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. And I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your children." Here's the challenge. Write your own prayer using Isaiah 44:3. Verse to memorize. John 7:37-38. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart."